It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a nigger. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. We'll do this. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. We'll see the Three Little Pigs marionette show for sure today. Yes, that's just a pretend story, you know. With marionettes that are those little pigs attached to strings. Remember we saw them? And the Browns gave us this yesterday so that we would remember to come today. Well, I have some real pigs, not marionettes, real live pigs in the yard. Come on out with me. I'll show them to you. Three little live pigs. There you are. Hi. Come on over. I want my television friend to meet you. Come on. Come on. Here they are. Look at them. They're only 1 month old. Just huddling together there. Mr. McFeely brought them from the farm just a little while ago. Come on. Yeah, come on. Hear how they sound? See, they don't have any strings attached to them. They're not marionettes. They're real pigs. Yeah. Here's Mr. McFeely now.
Mr. Rogers,
you have to take him so soon?
Yep, came to take the pigs back to the farmer. Have you?
They seem to be doing all right. Look how they go. Maybe they're a little scared.
Have you seen this story of the three pigs at the Browns yet?
Oh, we haven't seen the whole thing yet. No, we're going to do that today.
Well, it seems like everybody knows the story of the three pigs.
I remember when I was little, I wanted people... Come on, I just wanted to hold you just a minute. Could I? Could I hold you just a minute? See there, huh? Here.
Look, wants to go.
Okay, go on over. Go with your friends. When I was little, I used to ask people to read that three pig story to me. And then when I learned to read, then I would read it to my little sister.
Well, I guess I better get the pigs in the carton here.
Okay. Will you thank the farmer for us?
I certainly will.
Can I help you?
Okay, well, they're sometimes hard to...
Come on. Come on.
That's one of them. It's all right. It's all right. In we go.
Squealy pigs.
Squealy pigs. Oh, it's all right. There you go. Nice and quiet. In with your friends. Well,
they're fine when they're quiet, and they're also fine when they're squealing. They're telling you how they feel.
That's right. I'll just take them back to the farmer.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Good day to you.
The Browns Marionette Show.
Thank you. Let's call the Browns and see if it's time to go yet. Those live pigs. Well, you answered quickly, Judy. Just wondered if it was time to come yet. Oh, all right then, fine. Thank you. That'll give us some time for our own make-believe before we see the Browns' three pig make-believe. Let's think about King Friday, who's wondering about getting his plane today. Okay, let's see what goes on with him. Hey, neighborhood of make-believe.
I just can't hear anything, Miss Polificate. Maybe it's the trolley interference with this phone.
Oh, I'll try again, sire. International operator, please get me IM Co-Inc. Yes, that's International Airplane Machinery Company Incorporated. That's right. They're ringing now, sire.
Oh, good, yes. Hello? 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 Oh, there's no answer, Miss Polificate. I can't understand this thing.
Perhaps they're so far away, it's the middle of the night over there.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Delivery. Telegram for King Friday the 13th.
Good day, Lenny. Telegram, King Friday.
Well, here I am, Mr. McFeely. Please take the phone, Miss Polificate.
Please sign for this King Friday. Sign on the dotted line right there.
Yes, certainly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have time to read the telegram to us, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I'm sorry I don't. Not today. Too many deliveries. There's the telegram, and farewell to both. Goodbye.
Farewell to you, Mr. McFeely. Will you read it then, please, Mr.
Polificate? Of course, sire. Oh, for heaven's sakes. It's from IM Co. Inc.
From IM Co. Inc. What a coincidence.
They say the airplane which you ordered yesterday will be delivered to you tomorrow. We hope that you will be pleased with it.
Tomorrow.
It will be coming to you by air.
Of course.
Yours for Better International Airplane Machinery. Signed, I Am Co. Inc.
Tomorrow. Everything's always tomorrow.
Well, but at least you know that it's coming for sure.
Yes, that's true.
I'll have to spread the word to everybody.
And I'll tell everybody inside. Very good.
The airplane is coming tomorrow, Trolley.
So we can make believe tomorrow that the King's plane arrives. Oh, it's time to go to the Browns. So we can see the three pigs story. Remember how they showed us how they pulled the strings and those houses came apart? We can think of that while we're watching, too. Come along to the Browns Marionettes. Right over this way. Everybody else must be inside. Come on.
Oh, hi,
Judy.
Fred. Glad
What's
to see
that?
You. We saved a seat for you.
Oh,
we're
good.
Just about ready to begin.
Oh, hi, Tom. Hey, Mark. Well, are you all ready for the three pigs? Remember now, we'll be together watching it. It's just a story, just a pretend story, the three little pigs.
Well, my boys, the time has come for all of you to make your own way in the world. Wiggly, Butch, Franklin?
Yes, Mother?
I packed a lunch for all of you. It's in your knapsacks.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Mother.
Now, what has each of you decided to take with you? Wiggly?
I have my easel, my paint, and my brushes.
I wish you well. Butch, what about you?
I'm taking my fishing pole.
And Franklin, what about you?
I'm taking all my books and my T-square, my compass, and my ruler, and my...
Oh, that's stupid, lugging all that stuff around. You'll never use it.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
I will.
You won't.
I will.
Won't.
Will.
Boys.
I need all this because we're going to build our house out of bricks.
Bricks?
Yes. They're strong and will last a long time.
Who wants a strong house? I want a straw house.
Straw house?
Yes, straw is light and airy, and it will be easy to do.
Straw would never last. Our house should be made out of sticks.
Sticks?
Sticks are stronger than straw and just as easy to build. I say sticks.
And I say straw.
I say bricks.
Boys. Straws and sticks and bricks... What are you going to do?
Well, I'm off to build my house of straw. Goodbye, everyone.
Well, goodbye, Quigley.
Goodbye, Quigley.
Goodbye, Quigley.
And I'm off to build my house of sticks. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Butch.
Goodbye, Butch.
And I'm off to build my house of bricks. I have a plan for it right in my own plan book.
Goodbye, Franklin. those three pigs. How different they are. Maybe when they're older, they'll be closer despite their differences. I hope so. Good fortunes, my sons.
What an easy way to build a house. A little straw here, and then a little straw there, and a little straw roof. A house in a day, the quick and quickly way. I wonder how Butch is coming along with his house of sticks. Twiddle sticks, I'd say. What an easy way to build a house. A few sticks here, and a few sticks there, and a few sticks on top. Now there's a good house of sticks if I ever saw one. In fact, those sticks remind me of my fishing pole. I'd just better get to my fishing. I wonder how Franklin's doing with those fancy plans of his. Waste of time. Waste of time. He ought to be fishing.
I've worked for a week on this house. I'm tired, but I think that it's worth it. It's sturdy and strong, and it should last a long time. My brick house. I'm really proud of it. Good and strong. Now I have some woodwork to do. Dum-da-dum, dum-dum-da-dum. I wonder if any wolves live in these woods. I just wonder.
What's the matter?
Now, Ma, what you do that for?
I had to get your attention somehow, lazy bones.
Well, now you have it. What you want?
Well, Pa, I got me a hankering.
What for this time, Ma?
Pigs, Pa. I want pigs.
Now, where am I going to find Pig way out here?
I don't know, and I don't care. Just get me my pig.
Oh, Ma.
I'm a hankering for Pig. Now, get.
All right, I'm a-going. She wants Pig. Now, can you beat that? Where am I going to find a pig? Where, oh, where am I gonna find a pig? No pigs way out here. Now, what is that thing? Sort of looks like a house made out of weeds. Wonder if anyone's at home. Couldn't hurt to ask if they've seen any pigs around.
Who is it?
Mister... I was wondering if you could give me some information.
Yes? Can I help you?
Well, you see, I was wondering if you had seen any pigs around here.
Pigs? Why, yes. It just so happens that you're looking at one.
You're a pig? Why, I never would have guessed with you all dressed up like that.
What can I do for you?
Well, you see, this is right funny. You see, my missus has got herself a hankering. And when she does that, well, there is just no stopping her. So if you would just come along with me.
Oh, I'm afraid. I don't understand. Your missus has a hankering for what?
For pigs, honey. She wants a pig.
Oh, I see.
And I am a wolf.
A wolf?
Now, I don't want you to think there is anything personal in this, but if I don't bring you back, my missus is gonna raise the roof. Now, come on, pig. Come on, open the door and let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Oh, well, then I just will have to hoof and puff and blow your house in.
No!
Oh, why does everything have to be so complicated? I just hate hoofing and puffing. But I guess it's all part of getting this pig. Well, here goes. Now, are you going to come along? Peaceable like.
Ah!
Now, that weren't nice. Dang this door, it's stuck. Come on, door. Now, I'm not gonna let a silly door stand in my way. Now, come back here, you. Oh, Ma and her.
Look what I caught. First fish of the season.
Butch! Butch! Butch, get in the house! Hurry, get in the house!
Look at the fish I caught.
Hurry up or somebody's going to catch you!
Who?
The wolf!
The wolf? What wolf?
The wolf who wants the pig. He huffed and he puffed and he blew my house in.
Well, come on. Don't worry. My house is made of sticks. He can't blow it in.
Dang, blast it. Where'd he go? Well, I'll be a horned toad. Here's another little house. I'll bet anything he's inside. Just open that door and let me come in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Sounds like two of them in there. All right, I'll huff and I'll puff. And I'll blow this house in.
Don't worry, Quigley. He can't blow this house in.
I knew it. I just knew it. There was two of them in there. Oh, wait till Ma sees this.
Quickly run!
Oh, no you don't. Gotcha. Now hold still.
Quickly run. Run, save yourself.
Quiet down, I say.
You leave my brother alone, you big bully.
Come on, Quickly, let's run to Franklin's house.
I am running.
Now come back here, you two. Come back here!
There's my house, and I built it all myself.
Franklin! Franklin, open the door! Hurry!
Franklin, let us in! The wolf is after us! Hurry! Hurry!
What is going on? That sounds like Quigley and Butch. Hello, Quigley. Hello, Butch. Have you come to see my new home?
Franklin! Franklin, shut the door!
And lock it!
But why?
All right. I see your other little house. Now you've had it.
Who's that?
The wolf!
What wolf?
The wolf that's after the three pigs. Now, Franklin, please lock the door.
Very well. There. Now, what is going on?
Well, a wolf came to my house, and he blew my house down, and then I got away, and I ran to Butch's house.
And he blew my house down, too, and he caught me.
And I rescued
rescued him, and then we ran here.
Now, I'm going to say this only once. Open the door and let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
You're welcome to try.
Oh, don't say that, Franklin.
He can do it.
He really can.
He can't blow this house in.
Yes, he can.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
No, he can't. This house is strong. It's made of strong bricks and strong wood and strong nails and I planned it well.
There she blows.
Is that the best you can do?
I'll show you. Till I get my wind back. You'll see.
We're not afraid of you.
This house is wolf-proof.
So you think you're so smart, huh? Well, I'll show you who's wolf-proof and who's not.
Oh, dear. What is he going to do now?
I don't know, but we'll be safe enough.
Listen.
Shh. Oh, you can't.
I'm going to look out the window.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's he doing?
He's climbing up on the roof.
The roof? Why would he go on the roof?
I'll show them. They think they're so smart, laughing at me and sassing me. I'll trick them. That's what I'll do.
What's he doing up there?
I don't know. I can't see him.
Be prepared, brothers.
Now, in I go, real quiet-like. Now I just drop in on them like unexpected company.
The only thing up there is the chimney. He's probably going to come down the chimney.
What shall we do?
Help me move the big cooking kettle. There. This will teach him a lesson.
On my mark. Get set. Go!
Ow! These three pigs again.
Look, he's still running. Brother, am I glad you built this house.
I hate to admit it, but I am too.
It sure could use a picture on the wall and fish in the kettle. Haven't seen a good picture or had a good meal since I started to build this house.
It just so happens, here's a picture.
It just so happens, here's a fish.
It just so happens, I'm glad you came. 'Cause this house can be more than a wish for us. This house can be a home for these three pigs. This wolf-proof house can be our home.
Did you like that? Yes. That was really great.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
Oh, fine.
Those brothers finally got along there at the end. Oh. Had themselves a good house. I hope you all have a good day. I'm glad to have been with you. Bye, Peter. Thanks, Judy. Okay. It was a great production.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Hi, honey.
Come along.
How are you? Bye.
Did you like it, Larry?
Sure.
Did you? Bye. Did you like it? Good. What did you think of it? Were you surprised at some of the parts? Were you? Come on in, we'll talk about it. What'd you think when the wolf went, the houses went like that? You could make up a story. Sure, that's a different kind of a story than is in some of the Three Pigs books. You could make up your own about three pigs, or four pigs, or five pigs, or anything you'd like to make up a story about. Sure, you have very good ideas. Nobody has to tell you exactly what to think. Or do, or the exact stories for you to make up or draw. No, sir, that's why I like you, because you are you yourself. Mm-hmm. Gives me a good feeling to know that we're television friends, you and I. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.